Season three, here we go.
Six Let's more months go. Of the good word.
And I'm so excited. We have fresh talks that are so good to just dive into. And can I tell you the part of conference that made me most excited about what we're doing and what we're doing at Good News Brand? This part, the President Nelson said, he said, I hope you will repeatedly study the messages of this conference throughout the coming months. And I'm like, we're going to do that.
That's what we're doing. These
we're going to do it together, like us four and with everyone listening. And man, I just think it's cool that we're like, we're living that, you know? So it's just excited to jump into these talks.
We can't wait. Welcome to This Is Kingdom. This is Grace.
This is Talon.
This is TJ.
This is Hollis.
And we're starting off with the talk, y'all. President Nelson's talk, Rejoice in the Gift of Priesthood Keys. And I'll be really short starting this off because I know everybody has a lot of thoughts on this. But this just blew my mind. President Nelson got up. I'm like, okay, he's going to talk about this new, exciting, fun thing. And he got up and he talked about the same thing that he's been talking about conference after conference after conference. And I'm like, I don't think President Nelson could be any more clear about what he wants us to do. And I just feel like he's like, guys, I can't express this enough. There is nothing. That's the word he used. There is nothing that will open heaven like the temple. And after that, I was like, okay, I get it. That's where I'm going to spend my time. That's where I'm going to be, because that's what my prophet is telling me again and again and again.
I just got to open that up. As a seminary class, when we were looking at this, the thing that was hitting us was, this is bold language the prophet's using. It is. This is not like, hey. Yeah,
he's not messing around.
He's not like, hey, will you please go to the temple a little bit more? Nothing will help you hold fast to the iron rod than worshiping in the temple as regularly as your circumstances permit. Nothing will protect you more as you encounter the world's mists of darkness. Nothing will bolster your testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ and his atonement, or help you understand God's magnificent plan more. Nothing will soothe your spirit more during times of pain. Nothing will open the heavens more. Nothing. And this is crazy to me, because that's like more than scriptures. Mm. That's more than prayer. That's more than music. That's more than spending time in the mountains. He's like, listen, above everything, get your butt to the temple. Because God's got blessings. He's got miracles. He's trying to help you see things, man. Mm.
Well, and that's the thing that I think is so fascinating, is he has been focused on it a whole lot. And he also, I like that he called it bold language. Like, he was not shy about how important he felt like the temple was. He's like, you need to understand that this is one of the most important things. And the whole time he was talking, I was asking myself, why? Mm. Why the temple? Mm. Why more than anything else? Because if I'm really, truly honest, the temple is not usually my number one way of connecting with heaven. Like, I would say scriptures for me is my number one way of connecting with heaven, not the temple. And so when he said, like, nothing else, I was like, what in the world? I'm missing it. Like, I don't understand. And then I walked into someone's house last night, and it was my first time over at their house, and I was just, like, looking at everything. And you know how you kind of do that when you're at someone's house. And I just realized, you can really get to know someone by looking at their house. You can really get to know someone walking the hallways and opening the doors of someone's house. And I think that is why President Nelson loves the temple so much and thinks that we need to be there, is because that is an open invitation to the Lord's house. He says, come and get to know me in my very own house. You will learn things about me in, like, you will learn things about the Lord in his house that you could not learn anywhere else. And then I started thinking about it, and I was like, I really think that's true. Like, even the backyard, you like go to the temple and you like go to the front yard, and he's going to make sure it's really nice and really beautiful. That teaches you something about the Lord, but also the fact that he's going to put benches on the outside, so every single person knows that they can stop by his front yard. That teaches you something about the Lord, and it's only the front yard. His door is beautiful. His door is clean. His door is big enough that however many people that want to go through the door can fit in the door. And I just think that it's so beautiful that you can learn that just by his front porch, the Lord's front porch. And I think that the more you look in the temple, the more you go to the temple, the more you will get to know the Lord, because you are looking at his house. And that is like, nothing else is that physically present. Nothing else is like that in your face about who the Lord is, which I think is cool.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I kind of felt a little called out as well when President Nelson was talking about temples and explaining the urgency. Not only you feel the boldness, but you felt the urgency. I remember we all attended conference together, which is kind of precious.
Yeah.
And we were all sitting in that row and President Nelson goes up. And I remember Talon like talking over and leaning over to me. He's like, I feel like President Nelson's gonna announce like 50 temples right now. Because you felt the urgency not only in his talk, but you felt the urgency in the entire conference. Hmm. I think that's one of the most beautiful things is we kind of almost felt like we knew what was coming. And it's interesting because we, especially us, are so proximate to temples. And it almost was a call out to me. It's like, how am I placing temples in my priorities right now? Because it was not my number one priority. And I felt like I really need to humble myself and shift my priorities where the temple, I needed to place that more as my number one than rather just a side thing. Because they're so proximate to us and they're right there. And we're always seeking and wanting these blessings when they're right there. And sometimes I feel like it's these shout outs, it's these promptings, it's these call outs that really help motivate us to shift our priorities, especially after his talk.
Okay, but what does that look like for you guys actually? Because that is a very, I think personally, that's a very individual experience, your relationship with the temple. And I think that's something that probably based on this talk, a lot of us are trying to figure out, even me. So like, what does that really look like for you guys to prioritize the temple?
Yeah, I was literally just thinking that exact thing. I think for some people, it might look like getting your recommend. And it might look like going through the process of talking to your bishop and cleaning up whatever it takes so you can get in his house because it's worth it. It's so worth the process. For some people, you might have your recommend and it might look like just going with consistency, just showing up again and again and again. And that might be your next step. For me, what I was thinking, I feel like I've been seeing this in his talk so much of go to the temple. I made a decision for myself, right? I want to be there every single week. Listening to this talk though, it made me realize I don't want to go just to go. I don't want to go through the motions. I want to go and be so crazy intentional. And I realized that a lot of times I rush my temple experience and I'm like, I'm going to go check it off the box, off the list, right? And then I'm going to get back to my to-do list instead of being there to sit and stay a while and to really enjoy and to really soak it in. And I've done that a couple of times where I go with no rush, no hurry, and it completely changes the experience. It changes the things that I learn and it changes the things that God is able to teach me.
Well, and I love that you said you just want to go and sit and stay a while.
Yeah.
Because when you think about your best friend's house, it's not that fun to just like go rush in and drop something off and then like head out. Like that's the worst kind of experience.
That's low level bonding.
Yes. But if you have a best friend and you show up at their house and you stay there for 6 hours and you're just talking on the couch all night and then you're like having the best conversation while you're eating cereal at the kitchen table, you're not thinking about what time you have to leave. You're not thinking about what you're going to do after you leave your friend's house. You are just thinking about your friend. And I love that you said that you can just sit and stay a while at the temple. You can just bond with Jesus in the temple. You can sit there and have this moment with him that you couldn't have anywhere else. That's so beautiful, Tal.
I was texting my dad the other day because I've been thinking about this. And I know that my dad is really good at going regularly. He's always been a great example of that. And so I just text him. It's funny because I was at the gym. I text him at 5:20 a.m. How's your temple attendance? Is it every Friday? Because I'm not trying to flex, but he goes every week. He strives to go every week. And I didn't want to share specifics because I don't think people listening in here should like hear talents and be like, oh, I need to do that. Because what does he say? He says, as circumstances permit, that's between you and God. You got to figure out your schedule.
Cool clarification. I love that.
But the reason I text him at the gym, because I know that one of the best times for me to go is going to be in the morning during my gym time, which is hard.
That's big. TJ sacrificing the gym time.
You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
But I felt called out and like Hollis said, and I wanted to. And so I text my dad. And he gave some really cool pointers. He said, physically put it in the calendar so there's a level of commitment at first to get you going. I think that's a great idea, right? Plan it in. I love how you can plan ahead now, right? I think that was mainly during COVID. Is that when it came about?
Yeah.
But now I like it because you can't, some temples you could just pull up, but
I got to be honest, I just show up every time. And every time they're like, did you make an appointment?
Well, can
every
you do that at Orem though?
I forgot.
Can you do that at Orem still?
I don't think you can anymore.
I do it every single time.
I just feel like,
okay. I do it every time too.
I'm not saying you should do that.
I'm sweet talking, bro.
I totally tell who everyone is based on that. Paul and TJ are like, no, you have to have an appointment.
Listen,
me and Taylor are
with
like,
a lot of people, I don't make appointments.
You two are sweet talkers. I know y'all persuading the temple ladies and everything, you know what I'm saying?
You'd be like, just let me in. I'm so sorry. I just really need the spirit right now.
But the other pointer he said is, it's kind of cute how he said it. He said, have a temple buddy. And I think that's a great idea too.
That's so true.
One of my favorite things is seeing like my seminary students. I have this group of boys and they go almost every week on
that's a certain
day
together.
So much
respect for that.
So I love those two pointers. Just Grace asking, you know, what does it look like? Number one, I think scheduling it in. Number two, maybe having a temple buddy.
I think with scheduling it in too, I know this was repeated in conference and it really stuck with me. I think they said something along the lines of the better your preparation for the temple, the better experience.
I think there was a whole talk about that.
I forget who said it, but I love that. It made me think of you saying to make an appointment, because when you think of like a date with like a girl or a guy and you got a date Friday night and someone's like, hey, you're one of your buddies like, hey, you want to play like 2K, NBA 2K Friday? And I was like, no, sorry, I got a date. And I'm like, am I treating God like that? Like, am I setting an appointment with him? And like, okay, next week I'm going to the temple and that is my time with him. And that is an appointment. That is something I'm going to treasure and keep and hold as a priority. And I don't know if I've been treating it like that. And I want to do so much better in preparing to go to the temple. Be like, okay, I'm going to plan the temple out this Friday and this Saturday, and nothing else will take that time because God is that important to me. Awesome. The temple is that important to me. And I want to better my preparation because I feel like it's been like, let's go today around 3 and hopefully they let me in, right? But it's like, no, I want to better my preparation so my experience will be better.
I was really adding us on that one, Grace. But
Grace. Oh yeah, I'm talking to you too.
If you're going on a date, at least I do this. Maybe not everyone does this. I think about things I want to talk about. You know, I'm like, oh, I want to ask him this, or I want to tell him this. It's like,
I'm gonna
you
take
do
some
that
notes,
for the temple,
bro.
You know, like that's so sweet. Like with God, to think this is what I want to talk to him about. You know,
it's kind of funny because today, if I'm being really honest, has been such a terrible day for me. And we weren't planning on recording today. Like it just like this morning, we're like, hey, let's record today. And the longer the day went on, the absolute worse that it got all day. And driving here, I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I better listen to that talk. I hadn't had time before. And so I was listening to it. And I was thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, why the temple? Like, what is it about the temple? And I have been kind of in like having a terrible day mindset, obviously, because it's been a tough one. And I was just driving and I just remembered this experience that I had that I didn't even remember, but it was at another also really, really, really hard time in my life. And I was really, really struggling. And I ended up, it was right after I had gone through the temple for the first time. And I was back there and I was just sitting there. And it was kind of one of those moments that I didn't really have anything else to do that day, and except for just simply time. And so I said, well, I might as well just sit for a second. And I was sitting in the temple and I was just kind of going through all the things that were weighing on my heart. And I was just feeling so alone and so hurt while I was in the temple and so afraid. And I remember I was just closing my eyes and I just felt an arm around me. And I like looked up and no one was there. And then I just like closed my eyes and I just remember just seeing all white and then just Jesus's arm around my shoulders. The part of this talk that I just remember so much is when he talks about the Kirtland Temple and he says that you, like, what does he say? Jesus is going to...
He'll manifest himself unto you in mercy.
Yeah, he'll manifest himself unto you in mercy. And that's why I want to go to the temple. Is because I want him next to me. And I want his arms around me. And if that's where I have to go to fill him, then that's where I'm going to be. Because I want that more than anything in the whole world.
Guys, join the prophet. Join us in making the temple a priority in your life, whether that means getting back there, whether that means going more, or whether that means preparing more, being more intentional. There's nothing, in the words of President Nelson, that will bless your life more. And I believe that with my whole heart.
I love to see the temple. I'm going there someday to feel the Holy Spirit, to listen and to pray. For the temple is a house of God, a place of love and beauty. I'll prepare myself while I am young. This is my sacred duty.
See you next week.